Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health. Hi, babe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very cold, though. It's getting super cold here.
Oh, same.
Yeah, I heard you have like negative 15 degrees Celsius. That's crazy. Yeah.
Today, it's like a lot colder. The last couple of days, it was like negative 5, negative 9-ish. But today, it's sunny, and because there's not many clouds, this is my theory at least, the clouds keep in the warm a bit.
I agree with that theory for sure.
Yeah, at least the sun, if you're in the sun can warm you up a little bit. But we're both cozy and cuddled up in our sweaters and blankets and warm house shoes.
Yes, I mean, everything we can possibly get. Like, I was also thinking about putting like a warm hat on.
Like, oh my gosh, gloves and everything.
Yes, even though we're indoors, it's crazy. And also the other crazy thing we just noticed was that we're literally like matching the colors of our juices again. Like, how do we even do this?
We're just so in tune for every episode. Like, it's not even the same thing every single time. It's like a different thing every time.
I know. But I love it.
Yeah, we're just really, really connected on that level.
It is. And I think like my juice, at least, is a little bit of like going into what we're going to be talking about today anyways. And also the fact that today is extra cold for the both of us. It's not like it wouldn't be more suiting than today to record this episode. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to talk about how to eat healthy during the winter season. And for most of us living in the Northern Hemisphere, it means also like trying to stay warm and alive for me.
It's a struggle.
It is a struggle.
But it's also so nice. We love the winter season.
It is. And it's also like around Christmas, like the foods and everything with the winter, I think it's just like it goes hand in hand very well because mm-hmm. it's normally like a lot of warm dishes.
Exactly.
But on the medical medium lifestyle, I mean, if you eat overt fat-free, for example, it can be hard because most absolutely. Of your meals will be like fruits and vegetables, but that aren't cooked, maybe if you're doing the raw cleanses.
Exactly. But I think that dives right into our first kind of topic that we want to talk about, which is like eating seasonally and like the benefits of it, because I think like there's a reason why certain things grow during certain like times of the year, and so it, mm-hmm. to me it also makes sense to then eat like primarily those things, and for the body as well. There's so many benefits to eating the kinds of foods that grow in the kind of climate that you're in during that time. Yes. So yeah, we're going to dive right into that.
Super exciting actually, because like you say, if these, like the produce that's, I don't know, is most prevalent in like December, November, January, around that time, which is like it's harder to grow maybe in mm-hmm. climates like this, but if they manage to grow mm-hmm. and thrive in this environment, if we eat it, then so will we, because we'll be mm-hmm. much more in tune with what's going on. And I think like the produce that's available to us now has the most minerals and vitamins that we need during like to get through each season.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think also like the fruits and vegetables that we get at the supermarket, like they're typically the ones that are seasonal, those are picked at the ripest point in their growing phase. And that also enables them to be the most nutrient dense rather than like eating like things that are not grown during that season. They are picked usually before their ripest point, and then they ripen along the transportation to wherever they're going, and then they don't have as many nutrients. And so I think, especially during this time of year, you know, there's less sun, especially for people like you that are like really high up. The sun rises later and the sun sets earlier. And so we don't get as much sun exposure. And so then it's like even more important to kind of get those nutrients from the food that we eat. And so then because of that, it's like even more important to eat seasonal, because that's what the type of food that has the most nutrients as well.
Exactly. I really agree. And I think like I have a little list that I looked up for what's like produce is in season right now. But that's also like you have to take into consideration that that's not everywhere.
Exactly.
Like you have to do your research, and maybe if you have like a local farmer that you go to, then he will know, like he will have the local seasonal stuff. But I think like a guideline along the season would be like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, celery root, cranberries. I love like cranberry juice, fennel, exactly, pomegranates as well. And then grapefruit, like all of these citrusy fruits, like lemons, oranges, mandarins, which are so good now. Oh, like you can really feel the vitamin C in all of them. Oh, it's so good. And also kiwis, potatoes, sweet potatoes, parsnips, and artichokes. I mean, the, how do you say, Jerusalem artichokes, I think they're called. And squashes. And I think this is like so relevant because most of these foods, like you can eat them raw, but you usually like would cook them.
Which and is that's so interesting like, as well, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because like, I mean, at least you have like the opportunity to cook them and they still taste really good.
Yeah, and like so I think it's interesting because I feel like winter is a lot about like at least from the list that you read about a lot of the foods for me they kind of symbolize like grounding, like a lot of them grow underground as well. And like it just really symbolizes like really just like grounding foods and like warming foods, and like the fact that most of them you have to cook them, it's like that also transfers super nicely that like you can have so many like stews during this season and like curries or like just like very hearty, like warming foods, which just fits into like staying warm and like just that like warming feeling from the inside, you know?
Yeah. I feel like eating like warm food is like, I don't know, giving yourself a big hug from the inside and out. It's just like showing yourself so much self-love through December, because you're providing your body with warmth. And like even though it doesn't mean that it has to be like super hot, like, and you have cooked away all the minerals and nutrients, it still means that you're like preparing yourself for maybe going out a whole day, like when you're going skiing. I can imagine you don't want to have a super icy cold salad, like you would want something warm, right?
Exactly.
So that's super interesting. And I think also like the fruits that are in season, like I mentioned, like cranberry, all of the citrus fruits, also persimmons, kiwi, pomegranates, like all of these are also like super high in antioxidants and like vitamin C and everything, which is so cool because that's what we need even more of right now to stay away from the cold and flu.
It's just so like in tune, like this is exactly like if we were to just like listen to like nature and like pay attention to like the things that like grow during the season, it's like that's exactly what we need. And those are exactly the minerals that we're maybe getting less of now because we're less exposed to the sun, and like there's just like less like fresh like fruits and vegetables that we would get during the summer. And so it's so interesting that then exactly like the citrusy fruits are exactly the ones that have the most nutrients and that grow the best and like have the best taste during the winter. It's because those are exactly the nutrients that we need during the season.
Yeah. And I also think like mentioning with everything that's happening around the world right now, like economic situation for many people as well, eating in season is so much more cheaper than like eating all of these fruits and vegetables that are imported from far, far away. Mm-hmm. Because even though, like, I mean, I also buy that those fruits because I love them. But in terms of like providing nutrients and healing, the seasonal produce that is local to you will be the most healing, I believe, because yeah. it's made for you wherever you are geographically in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's so cool.
Yeah. And I think this is also something that I struggled with at the beginning, because I felt like even during the winter, I had to keep eating the way that I was eating during the summer, because it just,
yeah.
during the summer, I always feel my best. And so I think, well, I guess maybe also one of the reasons that I didn't feel so good during the winter was because I wasn't eating seasonally.
Probably.
But I literally would just like continue eating like ice cold smoothies and like eating a lot of like raw foods. And I really wouldn't feel very good. And like, I wouldn't understand why. But now looking back, it's like, it makes so much sense, because like, it, to me, it doesn't make sense now to be eating the way that I'm eating in summer, the way that the same during the winter. I hope that made sense.
Yes, it does.
And so like adapting that is like such a game changer in the way that you feel, the energy that you have, and like just along your healing journey, it just supports you so much, because your body basically, like, you're making it the easiest possible for your body to continue to heal, mm-hmm. because you're in an environment and you're eating the way that your body needs it in that environment.
Yes, exactly. And like we mentioned, this will look different to everyone. Of course, like, I follow along a lot of people in the medical medium community that live like in Hawaii or Australia. And like, that's so far away from my reality right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, I have to take a rain check and be like, or a reality check and be like, this is not what I can do right now. Like, what I need is the local seasonal produce that is here for me
mm-hmm.
and in my climate. And I think that's also like one of the parts, because that allows me to stay warmer and to like, it's actually eating foods that generate heat instead yeah. of me eating like a raw overt fat-free diet,
mm-hmm.
which will require my body to generate heat like mm-hmm. by itself the mm-hmm. whole day, but never really like reaching a warm point. And mm-hmm. so much energy goes into the body trying to stay warm by itself.
Exactly.
If you always put cold things into it, of course it's gonna like make your body cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that transfers very well into like also staying warm during the season, not just eating warming foods, but also just like staying warm with the clothes that you're wearing, or like moving so that you can like generate warmth and heat inside your body. Or drinking teas and having like hot water bottles is also such a helpful thing, just to keep your body warm from the inside, but also from the outside, like dressing accordingly. And like, even like we were talking about earlier, we're like fully dressed up in like hoodies and sweatpants and like just like super cozy and really warm. Just like dress the way that you want to feel like warm and cozy. And yeah,
I think and comfortable.
And comfortable, exactly.
Yeah, and also like running a hot bath at the end of the day. Oh my God. I feel like, because when you've been walking around outside, like shivering or skiing all day, like you're cold, maybe you're tense, everything. And then you just like can finish your day with a hot bath or a hot shower. Yeah, dressing in order to stay warm is so important. Mm-hmm. Like during the winter season, I don't even know, like I can't be that fashion that I want to. Because I just, you know, like all of the cool stuff is underneath, and then I just put on like 5 jackets. If you're with loving and kind people, like mm-hmm. you will, your body will love inside. It will warm energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're very stressed, walking around very detached, sometimes when you're nervous that you get a little bit of like cold sweat and like you shiver. Mm-hmm. So yeah. like really trying to stay grounded, calm and relaxed.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I love the that you said, like, surrounding yourself with, like, loving and, like, warm people. Like, you
yeah,
know, people
because it's are, a like, difference, right?
It does, yeah, I'm sure it does, exactly, yeah. And, like, yeah, like you said, also being stressed, it's, like, that tenses up your body, and you want yeah. your body to relax, you want your muscles to relax, and, like, then it's good to, like, practice certain habits and self-care things that make you feel relaxed, and also, like, moving in a way that makes you feel calm and like restored and like just like very grounded, I think that's like what it's like kind of symbolizing for me.
Yes. One thing that I was thinking about, this is maybe a little bit off topic, but I think we can still like learn from it or like reflect on it. Because if you have a dog, like, have you thought about the fact that like they're inside and like plus 23 degrees and then they walk outside into minus 15 degrees without like any problem at all?
Well, my dog struggles.
She does.
I mean, like we have a jacket for her and we put on like little boot thingies, like little shoes.
Okay.
But I think it's more for like the salt, because they like put a lot of salt on the street, so it's not super slippery. And so the shoes themselves are not like very warm. My dad is gonna bring some salt. We have like these little socks for her. They're so freaking cute. I have to post a picture, but like they're like pink and they're so tiny and they're so cute. And so we're thinking of putting the socks underneath the shoes so that she's like a little bit warmer. But yeah, we have the jacket, but like she does get quite cold like easily.
Okay.
But I mean, she's also very old, and so I think she's also just like, I don't know, I think that's just,
maybe that's it. Because like my dog, he will just walk outside and like not even think about it. Like he's just excited. And I think that's like the calm spirit, because if you're like walking outside and you're super tense and you're like shivering, then it's so like, then it feels like it takes forever to that's warm fair. Up.
Yeah.
But if you walk out and you're like just, I mean, Wim Hof has a good of concepts in terms of like using breathing to calm down or adjust to the cold. And I think that's also way like breathing so that you become calm and not be in the fight or flight when you walk outside in the cold.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a really good point. Yeah, for sure.
So maybe we're a little bit detached from like using all these techniques.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I think that's important to mention.
Absolutely.
But so staying warm with clothes and everything we mentioned, but how do we like stay warmer in terms of our food choices?
Right.
Do you have any good tips?
Yeah, so I think you mentioned a few good things already, but we did want to mention that like eating like slightly spicy food can also really help to warm your body from the inside. And of course, if you're not like super into spicy food, like there's also alternatives, like because I think different people like different spicy foods, like there's chili is a different spicy than like ginger. And so like finding your type of spicy is like also very helpful. And just like, I think soups is like a really good one, like a warm soup is just like the most comforting thing to me.
And
in terms of like, because like personally I still like to eat like smoothies and things like that even during the winter, but what I've been doing this year is to just take out the frozen fruits before I mix them, and also instead of using frozen bananas I use fresh bananas, and that has literally just been the biggest game changer for me in terms of like, because I used to just, like I mentioned earlier, like just eat the like thick frozen smoothies even during winter and I would just be shivering like all day long. And since I changed that, it just makes the biggest difference, because like I don't feel cold afterwards. And you can also raise the temperature a little bit by adding like hot water instead of cold water, or just mixing it a little bit longer, I feel like also kind of takes the chill off of it a little bit. So that's worked really, really well for me. And it's a way to still be able to get in those fruits and like not be like cold the entire day.
Yes, I really agree. And maybe even adding some ginger. Like, because I feel like when, like you mentioned with the spiciness, like adding spice to your food doesn't even have to mean that you can like necessarily taste it and it's unbearably spicy.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like even if it's like an underlying tone, it will still warm you up.
Yeah.
So that's really, maybe adding a piece of ginger into your smoothie.
That's a good point.
Advice too.
Yeah, I love
Maybe we should try it out.
Yeah.
And also for me, like, how do you say oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Porridge. Like a warm bowl of porridge in the morning with gluten-free oats.
Oh, that just sounds delightful.
Yes, it does indeed. No, but seriously, that's been a game changer because I always, like, I haven't had that for like years. And mm-hmm. now I started having it when I came back from India. And it's been like really a life changer for me because it really, you know, warms me up directly in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm so much more like relaxed and non-tense in my body afterwards. Aww. So that's amazing.
That's really
And cool. also like your lemon water in the morning, like adding a little bit of ginger into it
mm-hmm.
and having lukewarm water, bring it to a boil, let it cool down a little bit and then add it because mm-hmm. that's also, I feel like when you start your day with warmth, mm-hmm. it will stick.
Yeah.
And also I love the medical medium healing broth or mm-hmm. any kind of like broths that veggie broths that you make because you can sip on them throughout the day or have yeah. them with another meal. On the if you have a salad, a big salad for dinner, then you can sip on the healing broth on the side, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even making like teas is also so good. And like the herbs inside will just be so healing for you. And I really love just sipping on teas throughout the day. It's like the best feeling. And also I love going out for a walk when it's like cold and then I bring like a little hot water bottle with a tea inside or like lemon water or whatever and you can just sip on it and it's like really cold and then you drink the warm and then it just warms you up from the inside. It's the best feeling.
So good. One way to make your salads like a little bit more warming during the winter season is definitely to add like a warm component. So mm-hmm. I love to warm like make quinoa and add it into my salad with mm-hmm. a nice dressing, but even like adding potatoes, sweet potatoes, or making like a veggie roast and mm-hmm. mixing it up with the fresh salad. So yes. like mixing the cooked or steamed components or roasted with the fresh salad is mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah. And here again, like with the smoothies, I think a really helpful thing with the salads is just to take out the ingredients before you prepare it, because that just like takes the chill off of the ingredients and
from the fridge.
Right, exactly. And then mm-hmm. it kind of allows the things to get to like a room temperature before you start preparing it. And then when you eat it, it's like not as like, it doesn't have that like cold feeling. And then if you also add something, like you said, like something warming, then it's like the perfect combination.
It actually makes such a big difference, even if you do like these little tweaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like according to Ayurveda as well, because now I've been to India 6 weeks, so I'm very mm-hmm. into that whole part. And actually Ayurveda is a lot about like bringing warmth or cold to your body, depending if you have a lot of inflammation, maybe then you need more cooling foods. And if you're like have poor circulation and very cold hands and feet like me, adding warmer foods, it really helps in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they also mention like adding spices to your food. Mm-hmm. But they talk more about like pepper, cardamom, cloves, ginger. But also like one important thing that I was reflecting about is that when you eat foods that take your body a little bit longer to digest and your body needs to put a little bit more of effort into digesting it, it will generate more heat in the body because it's like working.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, foods that take the body longer to digest, like legumes and lentils, for example, are really good to incorporate more of, rather than focusing only on foods that are super easy to digest, melons and papaya, because they basically just run through mm-hmm. the digestive tract.
Basically
water. So also that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that.
But so how can we like maybe cook or eat in order to adapt to the weather? So for example, where you are now, what foods are you like craving the most to stay warm and in tune with the season?
A really good question. I think I just love potatoes. I really eat potatoes every single day. And like, it's just an excuse to, I mean, like I probably eat potatoes during the summer as well, like every day, but I just love potatoes, especially during this season. And I just love like a good stew, like just like something that's like cooked for like a long time, like on low heat, just like really long, and it just like absorbs all the flavor and it's just so tasteful to me. But I do still love to like add like a salad or something, and so then the combination of the two is just the best thing for me, because personally I really love when meals have like a warm element and a cold element, and then mm-hmm. like that crunch of like, I don't know, a cold cucumber or something, or like room temperature cucumber or whatever. It's like, it's just the best combination to me. And it's true, I do actually crave more like legumes and like beans and stuff during this season. And I guess maybe it really is because it takes longer to digest, and so then it kind of is like more warming from the inside. Mm. And I think I really just enjoy eating the types of things that are growing right now. Like I love persimmons. I call them kakis in German. I don't know.
Right? Because in Italian you can also say kaki.
Yeah, exactly. So I love those, and like mandarins is just like the best snack for me at the moment. And kiwis as well. I love kiwis, and just like embracing the foods that are growing right now, because like I love to eat fruits and stuff during the summer, and like I love the type of fruits that grow during the summer. But I think more and more I'm like also experimenting with the things that actually grow during the winter, and like really just embracing the fact that that's like the what I need right now, and that's what really probably also has the most nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think beforehand I would have still had like all of the fruits that I would eat during the summer because I just wanted to continue eating that way. But it really makes a difference to just like tune into what's growing seasonally in your area during that
exactly
time.
And it's also actually a really good challenge for mm-hmm. yourself in terms of what you're eating, preparing the foods differently, and mm-hmm. challenging yourself to work what you have in this season. And I think then you also are encouraged to try out new foods. One thing that I have like an obsession with right now mm-hmm. are pears, and putting mm-hmm. them into the oven a little bit so they get warm and it kind of crystallizes. Mm-hmm. I think it's so good and warming to put like on top of my porridge or just eating by itself, nuts and seeds,
mm-hmm.
because it mm-hmm. takes longer for the body to digest and will generate more heat in the body.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you guys understand how much we love potatoes. Yeah. No, potatoes are great. You can make them taste so differently just by the way that you prepare them. There's so many different things that you can do with the foods that are growing right now. And like we mentioned, like the way that you prepare it, it's like you can literally just make endless amounts of meals and things.
Maybe a little bit of what we wanted to mention in this pod, like in this pod or in this episode, because we're both going through like the winter, very cold climate, and maybe that's completely different to where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also like important because a lot of people travel during the winter time. So for example, my family, we always used to travel somewhere warm during like New Year's, and then the food there will be completely different. But if mm-hmm. we travel to like Asia, then I will have the super fresh mango, the super fresh fruits, and then mm-hmm. I will eat that. But then when I get back here, I will try to adjust, because that's also part of like being grounded, being where you are geographically, like, and mm-hmm. in tune with where you are right now in life mm-hmm. to eat in season and eat local produce because it's made for you where you are exactly right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you can apply all of these things also for like summer season. Like it's the exact same thing. Like the things that grow in season during the summer, that's going to be the most nutrient dense.
It makes every season more interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
To eat in tune with what's in season.
Yeah, and it's nice to change things up. Like going through the year, it's like you're kind of challenged to like change the way that you eat throughout every like month or every quarter or season, whatever. And it keeps things interesting, you know, and it really just like allows your body to also eat a variety and a diverse diet, which is also so important to get lots of different kinds of fruits and vegetables in order to get all the kinds of nutrients.
Yeah. And if you are like plant-based, for example, I feel like there are foods that you might not eat, and doing like this and doing your research, especially, then you will have so many more options to what you might think you have. So it will make it more fun and make it more sustainable in the long term as well.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah, but I'm sending everyone a warm, big hug from cold Sweden.
Likewise, and cold Switzerland.
And I'm very excited to make some warming food now. Yeah. Very inspired.
Yeah, me too. I want to try your potato cauliflower soup. I'm going to message you for the recipe.
I mean, Valentina, she has like all the best recipes. So follow her page if you need inspo for that.
From last year. I haven't posted many wintery recipes yet, but I definitely have some from last year.
Yeah, you do. Definitely. But yeah. I will send mine over as well.
Nice.
And maybe you can find it on our Instagram. Ooh. Maybe.
Maybe. Check it out. Anyways, we are going to talk to you next week. And we hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Yay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.